marketing to relationship.
Entrepreneurs are the most stubborn, passionate, and creative people on earth. But running a business is tough, lonely, and oftentimes thankless. So how do you keep from going nuts while doing everything necessary to grow your company? Today, you were meant to hear this. Brian J. Pombo helps overworked owners and executives break through the frustrations and rekindle their passion. These are the principles, strategies, and tactics you can use to overcome obstacles and rediscover your absolute dream business. Here's Brian.
Hi, I'm Brian Pombo. Welcome back to Brian J. Pombo Live. Let's talk a little bit about business marketing, shall we, and how that leads into having a business relationship. Because in the end, if you really look at it carefully and you really look at building a business that lasts, that works as an asset, that continues to produce with at least less effort put in over time, at least from you as the business owner or the executive, then it's going to take being relationship reliant, which is one of the three pillars that we teach here at BrianJPombo.com. It's one of the three things that I look for, the three major pieces that I look for when I'm looking for a business to invest in or to partner up with, is those ones that already have that relationship reliance built in. And the understanding that everything that you do in business has to do with other humans. Whether you deal with them directly or not, you're dealing with other humans. And if it's going to work for the long run, which is be ideal in all circumstances. So whether you're talking about your customers or clients, whether you're talking about your business partners, the other executives that you may work with, your employees, coworkers, vendors, anybody that you have any form of business relationship with, it needs to be as stable a relationship as possible. It needs to be one of these things that's solid and that starts from the very beginning in your marketing. If you understand that with your marketing, you're trying to do a few things, I understand. Initial marketing is you've got specific calls to action. You've got a specific demand that you're making of the person, or command, I should say, as I think Perry Belcher used to say that. It's really a command, that a call to action is a command. You're saying, this is what you need to do. This is the next step. And that's all important in the terms of the short-term strategy. So in terms of short-term strategy, your marketing is trying to get them to do something. You're trying to get them to either purchase a product or service or sign up for something, maybe exchange you their email in exchange for some type of item or some type of idea. I mean, there's a million things of what that first process is. But in the long run, you just need to understand that the long run is going to take a relationship, and you need all the things that every relationship needs. And a whole lot of that is under this auspices. It's said over and over again, but it can't be said often enough with the right context. People do business with people they know, like, and trust. And in that order, they've got to know you first, they got to like you next, and then they got to trust you. And it goes beyond trust in the long run, but they at least need to get to that point to have a solid relationship with you over the, and it does, I don't care if they're buying dog food from you on a monthly basis. Whatever it is, it all comes back to that. It all comes back to a trust-based relationship. If you know that, your marketing, everything you do in marketing, everything you do in any form of communication with your potential customer, with your current customer, with your previous customers, all of that changes if you realize that the real goal is to have a connection, to have a relationship with that person. If you've got a solid relationship, then the money flowing back and forth and products and services flowing back and forth will happen so easily and without any friction whatsoever. And that makes everybody happy because they get their products and services, you get your money consistently, and it's perfect. As soon as that trust is broken anywhere along the line, or any type of doubt whatsoever enters into that relationship, it starts getting tougher and tougher for the exchange to happen. And everything's about exchange. It's all about free exchange. That's what business is. It's the free exchange of value for other value. Okay? In the most basic terms, product or service for money. If you can get that part, then marketing becomes a very simple thing, but it also becomes a long-term game. Yes, you're trying to get them to take the next step. Yes, you're trying to get them from point A to point B and eventually to point Z. But in that process, you have to be building trust. You have to be building likability. You have to be building. So many people get caught up on the knowing that they just know who you are. That's just the first step. That's the brand awareness, you know, that they discuss so often. Just seeing your logo, recognizing you. Yeah, that's a huge step. Huge step forward. But it's only the first step. You then got to get people to like you. You got to get people to trust you. This is a relationship game. And it's going to take time. And it has to be genuine. Otherwise, somewhere along the line, they're going to get the real you when they're used to getting the fake you. Or the real you as a company versus the fake you as a company. It's got to be genuineness built into it. It has to go throughout the entire company, throughout anybody that has any connection whatsoever with the customer. These are very broad ideas, but it's important to wrap your mind around so that you can build solid content marketing over the long run, which is a big piece of what we're working on right now. Another thing is having the back-end strategy to back up that content marketing. That's what my first book's all about, 9 Ways to Amazon-Proof Your Business. You get a free copy. It's a short book, quick read. Free copy at amazonproofbook.com. We're going to be back here tomorrow night. In the meantime, get out there and let the magic happen.